excited to have on the line. He goes by Danny the Cook, but really he is one of the great culinary talents of Chicago, and that is saying something. Is a Zagat 30 under 30, a co-shown 5-5-5 champion, our advisor, right, when it comes to the best leftovers you can have. Happy Thanksgiving, Danny. Welcome to WGN.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dane. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Do you feel like Thanksgiving, you know, because the food lasts throughout the weekend, that maybe the greeting should last, or should it expire immediately, you know, at midnight?
No, I think it should, you know, last throughout, not just the weekend, but throughout the whole year, you know, just being grateful. But, yeah, the fun thing about Thanksgiving, as you mentioned, right, leftovers. That's always fun.
Well, the leftover side of things. And so in that team photo of leftovers, people make soups and stews and, of course, sandwiches and all of that. And depending on the background and the food that you have, people, families, you know, kind of put their own spin on Thanksgiving. I know half of our family is Filipino, so we've got like a rice stuffing and some other things. And, of course, you know, on the Mexican food side, you do it as well as anyone. So talk a little bit about some of the cool things that you're doing with leftovers. Maybe the listeners can follow.
Yeah, absolutely. So easy fun one is flautas, right? You take your preferred tortillas, you take hypothetically some mashed potatoes, throw some ham in there or turkey, or you know what, just plain old veggies. And nowadays you can air fry it or you could deep fry it. And then just accompany it with, you know, hopefully your favorite hot sauce. But to be honest, just by itself, it'll be delicious.
So what are the normal, is it always turkey that you have to have as sort of that thing? You said sort of hypothetical potatoes. I'm not sure if people are serving those, but what are some of the other things that you would build into the dishes?
Yeah, so at our Thanksgiving, like, dinner, we definitely build in, you know, the moles, myself being first-generation Mexican, I gravitated a lot towards, you know, whatever traditional Thanksgiving dinner may be. Commonly mashed potatoes or roasted turkey. I'm big on brining it. Like, whatever you do to the turkey, whether you smoke it, fry it, or roast it, like, I just always suggest you should brine it. And that's the nice thing about, you know, sharing where we come from onto, you know, this quote-unquote traditional table, right? We bring in the tamales, right? And sometimes that cranberry ends up on it, on the plate, not on purpose, but it, just because you're unwrapping a tamal and, you know, crazy ideas come out of that where it's like, wow, you know what? The tartness of that cranberry sauce hitting my salsa verde tamales went pretty damn well.
Yeah. the crazy ideas. So talk a little bit about this. Of course, with all those accolades and everything that you're doing, you're also helping out El Bandido Yankee with some of the videos and seasonal things. And you have a dish that you've got that's out there right now people are enjoying.
Yeah. So with El Bandido Yankee, I've been, you know, privileged and honored to just advise on how to use tequila beyond, you know, making drinks and just, you know, shooting it straight, which is awesome, right? It's great on itself. The product itself is amazing. But most importantly, I'm looking at telling the consumers, hey, you can use this in cooking applications. You could see this bottle of, you know, I mean, it's masterfully crafted and created to a T. So I'm not saying cook with it all the time and just throw it around, but know how to use it, you know? So wherever there's a dish where, you know, white wine is used, either to deglaze, flambe, you know, that's where the mind starts going. But most importantly, the flavor profile that it brings to the dish, and it's a lovely thing. I think a popular dish right now, I'm very happy with what we shared on the most recent video, which is a salsa cruda. So salsa cruda, it's a raw salsa. So it's a salsa verde that you just don't cook. You put it in your blender. It's straight up raw. And we add a shot of tequila to this. So the nice thing about it is, like, you're adding good bacteria to yourself, right? But you're also adding a good flavor profile that just adds to the citrusy flavor that you already have from, like, raw tomatillos. And it preserves it in longevity, right? I'm sure we've all heard of, like, salsa borracha, the drunken sauce made with beer. So that's kind of where the inspiration comes behind, right? Just a little more fresher, more zing to your tacos, and it's good.
Great flavor and great bacteria, right? You can't go wrong there. And before we let you go, we've got maybe about 30 seconds. I know you are known for your chorizo verde, right? And then how can people follow you and get involved and see all the things that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So people can follow me on Instagram at Danny the Cook, and the chorizo verde itself, the brand is Santo Chorizo. We have a website coming out in about 2 weeks. It's going to be santochorizo.com. And, you know, how can people get it? We're going to start with food service first, and then we're going to carry on to retail. And most importantly, we'll have an e-commerce where you can buy it and get it to your doorstep. Green chorizo, it's red, not green, because we believe that red is dead. So people need to eat their greens a little more.
Well, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all that, Danny. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today. Happy Black Friday.
Thanks, Danny. Have a good one. Take care.